Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Bakkt, the company owned by the parent of the New York Stock Exchange that's seeking to launch physically settled Bitcoin futures, is delaying its launch until next year. Good evening, I'm Mark Hoxton, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from Tuesday, November 20th. Also on today's show, the UK considers a ban on crypto derivatives, Alabama cracks down on ICOs, and the US Department of Justice is reportedly investigating Tether's role in potential market manipulation. We'll have more on these and other stories on today's show. The Intercontinental Exchange's Bitcoin futures trading platform is delaying its product launch. Bakkt's first product, which was first unveiled in August, has been postponed to as early as January 24, 2019. Trading and warehouse operations are both expected to begin on that date. The platform explained that the new listing timeframe will provide additional time for customer and clearing member onboarding prior to the start of trading and warehousing of the new contract. In an announcement on Medium, Bakkt CEO Kelly Loeffler expanded, saying that the volume of interest in the company and the work required to get all the pieces in place contributed to the delay. Bakkt previously anticipated launching its futures trading next month, saying in a previous notice that it would launch the product on December 12, 2018. The new date is still subject to regulatory approval, indicating that the platform may not have received such approval yet. Next up, the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, or FCA, is considering a ban on some cryptocurrency-based derivatives, a senior executive said. Speaking at an event in London covering the regulation of cryptocurrencies, Christopher Woolard, executive board member and director of strategy and competition at the FCA, said that the watchdog has concerns that retail investors are being sold complex, volatile, and often leveraged derivatives products based on cryptocurrencies with underlying market integrity issues. Here's the money quote. The FCA will consult on a prohibition of the sale to retail consumers of derivatives referencing certain types of crypto assets, for example, exchange tokens, including contracts for difference, options, futures, and transferable securities. Exchange tokens, he added, are the regulator's neutral way of describing cryptocurrencies, which utilize a DLT platform and are not issued or backed by a central bank or other central body, and as such, in the regulator's point of view, do not function as money. The Alabama Securities Commission is taking a hard stance on would-be ICO frauds, according to a new report from CoinDesk's Brady Dale. As Greg Bordenkircher, the chief litigator at the Alabama Securities Commission, told CoinDesk, of the states, I think we've got about 20% of all the active cease and desist orders. His state, just the 24th largest by population, has nonetheless come to play a leading role in the ongoing fight against crypto fraud in the U.S. But Bordenkircher's agency is not alone. As a member of the North American Securities Administrators Association, it's part of a coalition that's been conducting a continent-wide sweep of ICOs in an effort to sniff out illicit activities. To date, Regulators in South Carolina, Colorado, and Texas have taken on suspect ICOs as well. And Canadian prosecutors have also played an important role in the sweep. You can read Brady's full report on Coindesk.com.
Hey guys, this is Jacob at Coindesk. If you're enjoying Late Confirmation and you're just hungry for even more crypto, let me tell you about a show by our friends over at Decrypting Crypto Podcast, Matthew Howells Barbie and Austin Knight. This podcast, which is a bit different than Late Confirmation, will take you on a journey through the complex and oftentimes confusing concepts behind blockchain technology, and then break it down in a language that everyone can understand, which, after years in this space, even I sometimes don't get. The Decrypting Crypto Podcast is a hype-free, bias-free podcast that never shares shady investment advice. If you've been in the space for a while, you know there is a lot of bad stuff out there, and the Decrypting Crypto Podcast is a great place to kind of get a basic, simple understanding of what's going on. Check out our friends, and here's more of Late Confirmation.
Finally, the U.S. Department of Justice is increasingly focusing a months-long investigation into crypto market manipulation on the stablecoin known as Tether, according to a recent news report. Citing anonymous sources, Bloomberg reported Tuesday that the DOJ is looking into whether crypto exchange Bitfinex and Tether Limited have pushed Bitcoin's price up using the stablecoin. Specific details of the investigation were not shared, and no accusations of wrongdoing have yet been made. However, concerns about Tether have long existed in the public sphere, with researchers at the University of Austin publishing a study this summer linking the stablecoin's issuance with Bitcoin's 2017 price pumps. The two researchers found that even a small amount of Tether used to buy Bitcoin would help prop up the world's oldest cryptocurrency's price. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has already subpoenaed Bitfinex and Tether, though it is unclear what information the regulators sought in those subpoenas. CoinDesk has officially launched the Crypto Economics Explorer, a new visualization tool aimed at providing a comprehensive look at the health of the ecosystem built around various crypto assets. Check it out at coindesk.com/data and let us know what you think. For more on today's stories, and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CoinDesk. And you can find links to all our stories in the show notes. For CoinDesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation. Thanks for listening.